Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 3rd. And then as this morning, overnight EBOT prices, July corn up 4¾ cents at 808¼, July wheat up 6¼ cents, 1061¾, and July beans up 6¾ cents at 1652. Grains were higher overnight over the poor progress reports last night. Corn only 14% planted versus 33 on average. Beans 8 versus 13. Spring wheat 19% planted versus 28. Winter wheat 27% good to excellent. That's unchanged from last week. It looks like we're going to be cold and wet here really through maybe tonight into tomorrow around the Midwest. Starting Saturday and Sunday, it looks like we start to dry out and warm up into the 70s next week, with a fair amount of sunshine out there. So while we're very far behind now, we all know that we can put in 40% of this corn in 1 week. So, you know, guys are itching to get in. What we are hearing is that some corn planting is being delayed. They're putting in soybeans first, and they're going to go back to the beans once the temperatures warm up a bit. We've got the Fed announcement tomorrow. They're looking for a 0.5% increase to 3/4. Most people believing it's going to be a 0.5% increase. India is having some drought issues there, and they may begin to suspend wheat exports, which would push wheat higher here. We need to have them have a decent crop out here. COVID in Beijing is still a problem. How much is it going to slow Chinese demand? We don't know. Chinese have been on holiday and will be until Thursday. They say there's a lot of pent-up demand and that the Chinese will be buyers Wednesday, Thursday. We'll have to see if that holds true or not. But overall, until we get this crop in the ground, you know, it's likely as anything to move higher. Now, we did go up and fill the gap last night exactly at 809.5. We broke a dime off of that and then rallied, came back, touched it again, then backed off just a little bit here. But if we close over 810, let's say, with this weather, I think it would be fairly friendly. Now, it could be just a turnaround Tuesday out here. But I'm kind of surprised that we went up and filled this gap. But, you know, it's cold and wet out here, and nothing's getting done. Minnesota and North Dakota haven't even gotten a planter rolling yet. So that's part of the problem out here. So that's really about it. The crude oil is down $1.80 a barrel. That may weigh on soybeans here a little bit, maybe a little bit on the corn. The dollar's down 61 again, but it's still way too strong, over $1.03 here, so we don't see any real impact there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.